Hello students, welcome to our today's e-learning. This is English language for those in JS3. I'm still your English teacher, Mrs. Emeka. In our today's lesson, we are going to discuss on a topic under spoken English titled consonant clusters. Consonant clusters. As we have already known, spoken English is that aspect of the learning of the English language that talks about the English sounds, the speech sounds, which is made up of the oral or the vowel sounds and the consonant sounds. Previously, throughout our JS 1 and 2, we have been learning how to pronounce these sounds, that is vowels and the consonant sounds. And from there, we already know that majority of the English words are made up of combination of vowels and what? Consonants. Majority of the English words are made up of the combination of vowels and consonant sounds. For example, in the words like go, G-O, which is made up of the consonant G and vowel O. I hope you are getting what I'm saying. Then another one, odd, O-D-D, is made up of vowel A and what consonant D. Likewise, in the word fat, F-A-T, which is made up of four, which is a consonant, a vowel, and what, to, a consonant, thereby giving us CVC. However, few words in the English language do not follow this order. That is, forming, that they are not formed by combination of both vowels and consonants. There are just few words, such words like A-R-E. A is just what? Vowels altogether. Then A-I-R. I-E-Y-E. R-O-R. I, that is the first person pronoun, I. Remember, it's a word. And what is ear? E-A-R. And their pronunciation, find out that they are only made up with vowels only. They consist of only one vowel sound each. A, E, I, A, E. I hope you are there. Then, often, when you speak, when we talk, you have to say two or more consonant sounds, one after another. Sometimes when you talk, you have two or more consonant sounds, one after another. So what are we trying to explain? When there is a group of consonant sounds occurring one after another, it is called, or it is known as consonant cluster. When we have two or more consonant sounds following each other in a word without a vowel in between them, it is known as was consonant cluster. A consonant cluster simply means coming together of consonants without any vowel between them in a particular word. It is what known as what consonant cluster. So consonant cluster may occur at the beginning of a word, it may occur at the ending or end of a word, or depending on the type or number of syllable that makes up that word. It may come at the beginning of a syllable, it may come at the beginning of a at the end of the word syllable. Many Nigerian languages do not have consonant clusters. Remember, we're talking about the English language, for you not to be confused. Now let's look at some of the words with clusters at with one syllable, two syllables, and three syllables. So one syllable, we have a word like lapped. Lapped. Remember, we're talking about sound. We have dress. This first one, lapped, we have the cluster of fo and t at the end of the word. And at the last part of the word, we have dress, cluster of the and r at the beginning. Jumped at the end. Stand at the beginning. Bride at the end and the beginning. That's an example of one syllable words with what initial or ending consonant clusters. I hope you are getting me. All these are one syllable words. Okay, for two syllable words, let's have examples. Extra, extra. Are you there? Then Samson, Samson. We have the first one, extra, at the beginning, Samson, at the middle, or even at the end, Samson. Okay, dragon, at the beginning, leaflet, leaflet. I hope you saw where it is. Freckless, and so on and so forth. Then, having a look at three syllables, words with three syllables, we have words like perception, perception, perception. That's the consonant cluster appears at the end of the second syllable to the word begin to the that of the third word syllable. Abandon, abandon. From the end of the second to the word begin of the third. Attachment, attachment. Competent, competent. Aggravate, aggravate, and so on and so forth. Now let's have a look at this. Since many Nigerian languages do not have them, these words consonant cluster, some Nigerian speakers of English are likely to have difficulty in pronouncing these words with consonant clusters, since it is not in our native words languages. Now, the following drills will help us to improve our pronunciation so as for us not to have difficulty pronouncing words with consonant word clusters. 1. You should avoid pronouncing any intrusive, that is, vowel sounds between the word sound consonants that follow one another. Avoid pronouncing any intrusive, what do we mean by intrusive, vowel sounds between the word consonants that follow one another, or adding a sound before initial clusters. Are you getting it? Just pronounce it as it is what spelled. Don't try to add another vowel. Hopefully, remember that English words or syllables can have up to three consonant sounds at the beginning. Remember, it can have up to three consonant sounds at the beginning. Now let's have a look at words with examples of words with two and three consonant words in at the initial cluster. Now two consonant word initial cluster: drag, blink, grease, fly, shrub, price, speech, twist, free, cream, bring, plea, sly, trick, thrift, and so on and so forth. Another aspect, we have three consonant word initial cluster. Three now. We have screen, S-C-R-E-E-N, S-C-R, vowel consonant. So there are three number now. Spleen, spread, spruce, square, skewed, steward, smew, scramble, splash, spake, stew, stream, spring. Now, there's something we're supposed to note from these words. that many consonant clusters at the beginning of a vowel word, many consonant clusters at the beginning of a word have the following structure. Take note. One, the first consonant in the cluster is usually the S sound. Are you there? While the second consonant in the cluster is either P, T, or K, consonant sound. We're talking about words with three clusters. Words with what? Three words, clusters, initial cluster. Now the first sound is usually S, which is either followed by P, T, or K, as in the words like sprite, splash, sprawl, splendid, stray, studio, strand, stripe, screech, skewed, scratch, and so forth. We should not fail to recall that English allows up to four consonants too in the final position in a syllable or word, mostly due to inflectional endings. We should equally have it in mind that English allows up to four words consonants in the final position in a syllable or word, mostly due to inflectional word endings. Now let's have a practice on words with two, three, and four consonant word final clusters. Final clusters. Final here. I hope you know the meaning of final. That's at the end of the syllable or word. Now, words with two consonant word final clusters are as follows. Books. That's plural. Bagged. The past tense of bag. Bushed. Apt. Rent. Fix. Fix. Take note of this word. Fix. You might ask. Remember, we're talking about sounds. It's not words. Spellings. F-I-X. We're not talking about letters now. F-I-X. The word, or the letter X at the end of this word, it has two sounds. K and S. Fix. Why pronouncing it? That is what why we say that it has two consonant word final cluster. Fix. Are you there? Okay, we have risk, end, tilt, last, and other words. Let's equally have a look at three consonant word final cluster. Words like yanked, yanked, tamped, drenched, clamped, banked. All these are past tense. Then the word months, that's plural form of month. Rents, plural, pranks. Tests, taxed, taxed. Okay, four consonant word final cluster as follows. Temps, temps. Function, function. Dimples, angles. Texts, dentals. Patience, jingled, jingled, sweeps, and six. Now, because of the presence of certain consonants in some words, it's not obvious from the spelling of these words. Because the presence of certain consonants in some words, it is not obvious from the spelling of these words, it's sometimes difficult to recognize a consonant. I hope you are getting what I'm saying. Because the presence of certain consonants in some words are not words obvious from the spelling of these words, it is sometimes difficult to recognize a consonant word cluster. An example of such consonants is words like ye sound. Sounds like ye sound and wo. Try to get what we are meaning. Because these words, or the words that bear this sound, are not spelled with these sounds, They are not present in the spelling, but the sounds are there when they are being pronounced. We find it difficult to recognize that there are clusters with such words, in such words that have such words sounds. I hope you got me now. So the sounds are sounds like ye, which is represented with something like J, small letter J. Remember, it's not J, but it's pronounced as ye. Then wo. When you have sound, those such sounds in words, they are not usually shown in those words with the word letters, but the sounds are there. Okay, let's have a look at this word. C-U-E, pronounced as what? Q. Q. Pronouncing it, you see the E sound there, but the E is not written there. I hope you get that. That does not mean that there's no cluster there. There is cluster in such words, words. Are you getting me? Due, tune, pew, duty, pew, new, beauty, and so on and so forth. All these words bear ye sound, and there are clusters there. So take note of them. So the other one is wo. That's another consonant sound that often features a cluster, but whose presence cannot be detected by the spelling, from the spelling of the word. Wo. Example, quick, 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 persuade, persuade, penguin, penguin, queen, suit, quantity, language, equal, and so on and so forth. Here, when you look at them, they have words wo sound. That is to say, there are consonant clusters there. Okay. Clusters can also occur in word boundaries, not only in words or syllables. We can have it at word boundaries. That is where one word ends and another one begins. That is what we mean by word boundaries. Word boundaries simply means where one word begins and the other one. Where one word ends and the other one begins is called a word boundary. So this is called in English language, it's called what? A junction. A word junction. At the ending of one another word, which and the beginning of the other one. So consonant cluster can occur in this place. That is the word boundaries. For example, listen as I mention these words with word boundaries. Knight rider, knight rider. So we have knight, we have rider. At the end of knight, what do we have? T. At the beginning of the rider, what do we have? R. So there is a cluster between in the word boundary T and word R. I hope you are there. Painful memory, painful memories. Casual worker, lasting legs. Pancakes, smooth flight. Rapid response, scrumptious meal, black bed. I take it again. Consonant clusters appearing or occurring at what word boundaries called juncture. Examples are knight rider, painful memories, casual worker, lasting legs, pancakes, smooth flight, rapid response, scrumptious meal, black bed. So what are we trying to explain? That consonant cluster simply means when two or more consonants are following each other in a word or a syllable, as the case may be, and that it can appear at the beginning of a particular word or syllable, it can appear at the end, and it can have up to one can appear in one syllable word, it can appear in two syllable word, it can appear in three syllable word, and in two consonant words initial cluster, we can have two initial cluster at the beginning of what a word, you can have three consonant cluster at the beginning of a word. We can equally have it at the end of a word. Two consonant word final cluster. We can have three consonant word final cluster. We can equally have four consonant word final cluster. We have not taken note of four consonant word initial cluster. It's only in the final cluster that we have four consonant word final clusters. Remember that most words with three initial consonant clusters begins with the sound s, which then either followed by po or t and k, as the case may be. Not only that, there are clusters in words, some words which has some sounds that are not spelled with the within the spelling of such words. Such sounds are ye and wo. One such word sounds are found in some words, though they don't appear physically in their spelling, we should not fail to recognize that there are clusters or there are clusters in such words with such sounds. Also, finally, we talk about clusters at the word boundaries, that's juncture, which means where a word ends and another one begins. That clusters can equally appear there. Now, this is the end of our lesson today. Believe that you understood the topic consonant cluster. Thank you and see you in the next class.